Shalom Aleichem, a very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Makos Dav Zayin, Makos 7a, pagination is 13. I'd like to squeeze in one more thing from the first perek of Makos, a famous statement in the Mishnah, and then we will begin the new perek. So let's begin counting down from the top of the Amud, about 12 lines, in the middle of a line. Sanhedrin ha-horeges echad b'shavua nikras chovlanis. A Sanhedrin that kills once in 7 years, once in a Shemitah cycle, is considered damaging. It's considered that they're hyperactive to kill people. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah said, Echad l'shivim shana, if they kill somebody once in 70 years, once in a lifetime, it's considered unusual. In other words, generally, these opinions maintain, the function of Sanhedrin is not to kill people, to put people out of business. It's on the books, it would get its due process, but it wasn't normal to be killing people. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva Omrim, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva said, Ilu ayinu b'Sanhedrin, if we were on the Sanhedrin, lo nerag adam me'olam, no one would ever get killed, we would be so strong in our cross-examination that it never would reach a guilty ruling. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argues, and he says, Af hein marbim shofchei damim b'Yisrael, that is a method that would increase murder in the Jewish people, says Rashi, Shelo yiru mi bezdin, because people would not be afraid of bezdin, because you've basically said, we will never convict. And in order that the death penalty should have its reasonable deterrent value and respect in a good society, it has to exist. And that's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's disagreement. We're not going to spend time commenting on it, but it is an often quoted Mishnah that we should know where it is in Shas and where it's coming from, in what context it was said. Let's drop down to the beginning of the new Perek, 4 lines from the bottom. Elu hein hagolin. These are the people that would go into galus. Galus means exile. We're most familiar with the word that when the churban occurred, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so after the first Beis HaMikdash and after the second Beis HaMikdash, we went into galus. We went into exile. We had to relocate from our homeland. In this case, we're talking about an individual who killed by mistake, and he has an obligation and a method of atonement for what occurred, because apparently on some moral, ethical level, he's held somewhat liable for what occurred. A person died because of him. So he killed someone by mistake. He has to go into exile from the city in which he lives to a city of refuge, a city that's called an Ir Miklat, either one of those designated specifically for that, or one of those that qualify because they're Arei HaLeviim, the cities of the Leviim. But he has to relocate from his hometown. So the Mishnah tells us that there are different criteria that have to be met in order that this law of going into exile should apply. One of them, for example, that's going to come up later on, is that it can't be karov lemezid. It can't be that he was acting in a careless manner, because if it's close to purposeful, then this is not the atonement, this is not the methodology for this person. But we're talking about a case where indeed it's deemed by mistake that someone died. And our Mishnah teaches us that it has to be derech nefila, that he was going downwards when it occurred, rather than upwards and totally caught by surprise, such that he or the item he was holding went down because of gravity, but it wasn't originally directed downwards. We'll see an interesting explanation in a moment from the Rambam, but first let's do the Mishnah. Elu ein ha-golin, these are the people who go into exile. Ha-horeg nefesh b'shgoga, he killed someone by mistake. Ha-yu ma'agil b'ma'agila, Rashi explains this is a certain tool with which they put pitch on the roof and created a slope so that the water should flow off. It wasn't a grand slope like we picture the roofs of our houses with a very big slope, the peak of a roof, but it was sloped. There was a slope there, a little bit more similar, I would say, to our roads, which are sloped in a way that the precipitation goes off to the sides. So he was using this tool, which they used to put tar on the roof and create the slope. V'nafla olav v'haragto, and it fell out of his hand, and it killed somebody. Presumably it hit them in the head. Hayu mishalsho b'chavis, he was lowering a barrel. V'nafla olav, and it fell on somebody, v'haragto, and it killed him. Hayu yored b'sulam, he was going down on a ladder, v'nafla olav, and he fell on him, v'haragto, and he killed him. Areze gola, these are examples that the person would go to Golus because he was on the way down when it occurred. Avalam hayu moshech b'ma'agila, but if he was pulling on this tool upwards, v'nafla olav, and it just slipped out of his hand and fell on the person, v'haragto, and killed him. Hayodola b'chavis, he was pulling up on a barrel, v'nifsak hachevel, and the rope broke, v'nafla olav, v'haragto, and it fell on the person and killed him. Hayodola b'sulam, he was going up on the ladder, v'nafla olav, and he fell upon him, v'harago, and killed him. Hareza ein agola, that's not the case of golos, sehaklau, what's the rule? Kol shabederech yiridaso gola, if you're on your way down, then you go to golos. V'shalo bederech yiridaso, but if he wasn't on the way down, ein agola, he doesn't go to golos, says the Gemara, mino ani mili, how do you know this? Amar Shmuel d'amakra, v'yipol olav, v'yamos, he fell upon him, and he died. Ache yipol derech nefila, it has to be a falling action that caused the death. The Rambam in Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, describes this distinction that our Mishnah made, whether it was on the way up or it was on the way down. And the Rambam says that if it was on the way up, kemo onusu, it's like a total accident, something beyond your control, beyond shogeg, that's just by mistake. This is an accident. She'ein ze darvar ha-karov lihiyos b'rov ho'itim. This is not something that normally occurs. Ale kemo pelehu, it's a wonder. It's something that catches people by surprise. If you're going in a certain direction, and then it continued going in that direction, but faster than you anticipated. So that's the direction you were going. And we would say, why didn't you look where you were going? And it went faster than you thought. That's called a shogeg. That's a mistake. So if you were going down with the barrel and the rope ripped in the process, but it was going in the direction that you wanted it to go, and that's the case of golos. But if you are pulling up on the rope, the Rambam's describing, that's an onus, that's an accident, that's like beyond your control. It's not something you anticipated because it caught you by surprise. It's not the direction. It's not a matter of looking where I'm going. Where I'm going, I was bringing it up here. I didn't think it would be down there. And that is this description that only when it's on the way down and then hit the person because it went faster, went out of control, then there would be the case of calling it shogeg, and there would be golus. The Rambam concludes the halacha. Sharei teva hakoved leirid lamata b'mehera. It is indeed normal for heavy things to go downwards. Since a person wasn't careful, v'tikei ma'isav yafa b'sha'as yirida, and fixed things up because it was going the direction that you wanted. You were climbing down the ladder. You got to look below you as you go down. And he didn't anticipate that he was indeed going in that direction, yigala. So therefore, this mitzvah and atonement of galus will apply. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.